The Beatitudes and Poems, written and read by Ronald E. Hignite, from the book published by Rowan House. The Dedication, in loving memory of Carol Hignite, my Christian mother. The Preface. It has been my pleasure writing the Beatitudes and Poems. I was inspired to write this book after hearing sermons from Reverend Stephen E. Fitzgerald of New Bern, North Carolina, on the Beatitudes. The book contains 8 poems based on each of the Beatitudes spoken by Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount. Each poem is accompanied by a religious picture or nature scene. The Matthew Henry Commentary was used as a resource for the interpretation of Scripture. The Beatitudes found in the Bible in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12, are spoken to the heart of man. They describe how the human heart should be and how man should live his life. They also reconnect God to man. Jesus himself lived the Beatitudes in his own life and expressed them in his messages to the people. Just as the Ten Commandments gave mankind ethical standards to follow in life, the Beatitudes give man guidelines for his heart to follow. I hope these poems will be a blessing to its readers.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, Christ told his people long ago. He said their reward was heaven, and he proclaimed it for all to know. It's not through wealth or power that salvation is achieved, but instead it's by accepting him and his written word believed. Like beggars, we must come to him and ask that he forgive the sins that come along for each of us who live. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for in Christ they'll find the way to enter the doors of heaven one great and glorious day. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are they that mourn for sins that are their own.